Hello and welcome again to Crossroad Baptist Church Online. This is Pastor William Coleman, and we've been talking about the fire of God, the fire of God. It's actually a five-part series that we've been preaching. Last week, we talked about relighting the fire in your life. This week, we're going to be talking about fireworks. Yes, fireworks. We celebrate the 4th of July and other holidays with these fireworks, but what does that mean for the child of God? But before we get into the message, let's bow in prayer. Father, thank you again for blessing us to come together. And I thank you for those that are visiting online. I pray for them. I pray for their healing. I pray for their strength. And I pray for an end to this coronavirus. But Lord, I want you to work it out according to your plan. I pray that while we're in this process of humbling ourselves, of praying to you, of seeking your face, that God, you would help us to be righteous before you. And not just righteous, Lord, in the way that people think and making no mistakes, but righteous in that we acknowledge you, righteous in that we depend upon your strength, that you would fill us with the Holy Spirit, and God, endow us with the knowledge from on high. That we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So we've been talking about the fire of God. Last week we talked about rekindling this fire or relighting the fire as Samuel did in the Old Testament. God was speaking to the children of Israel, and so God wanted to use Samuel as his prophet to deliver the word of God. Now, as we talk this week about fireworks, I want to share about what it means for the child of God to have the Holy Spirit or the power of God in their lives. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, and beginning with verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do people light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they would see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to just share with you a few thoughts on seeing the fireworks. What God wants to see in us is that his fire is not only lighting up our life, but using us for his glory. That men would see the good work, or people around you would see the good work that God is doing, and they would glorify God for what is happening in your life. Is that the way our Christian life is? Is that the way we're displaying these fireworks of God? Everyone loves a celebration. And when you see these sparkles and all of the rockets going off and you see these things exploding in the air, it provides amazement for children and it's excitement for us as adults as we go through that. And each year, we never get tired of seeing fireworks. But when it comes to people in the house of God, when it comes to a believer's life, are we showing the world around us a display of God's fireworks? Are we showing them that God is living and abiding in our life? When we think about Christians, we too must be a light shining in this dark world and not a candle over in the corner or under a bushel, as Jesus said. The light that Jesus described was one that has great power and great influence. That's the life of the child of God, not because it's generated by you or me, but it's generated by the power and the Spirit of God that is living in you. As we get into this passage, we're going to find that Jesus is actually giving a job description about the believer. He says, this is what they're like. They are the light of the world, the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. That's what Jesus said about us. Now, let there be no confusion about it. This is not something that you have to sit down, figure it out, try to work it out, try to do it. Jesus simply said, allow this light of God to shine through you so that others can see what God is doing in you. Christ is going to do the work. He's going to be the one that will light up our life, but we have to allow that to happen. When I see these fireworks and I watch what God can do in the lives of people, here's what I believe it boils down to. We're the ones who will allow the love of God to shine through us. We're the ones who will allow the Spirit of God to use us for His glory. We're the ones that God is saying, I want to see fireworks. That's what you were created for. That's your purpose in this world, that you might display to the world the goodness and the mercy of God. Isn't it strange that when you look at our churches and the way that we do today, the way that we carry on our activities, it's more about ceremony than it is about character. It's more about what we do inside than what we're doing sharing with the world outside. This coronavirus has really helped me to put things in perspective. I want to tell you that it's really convicted me about the way that I'm allowing God to use me in my life. That's why we started off by saying this fire of God should be in every believer's life. And it shouldn't be something that you sit over in a corner as Jesus was describing. Now, in ancient times, what they would do, they would actually use a bushel basket to put a light on. They would actually use that. Yes, they would use it as a utensil or something to carry things around in and to collect grain and other things in during the day. But at night, they would turn it over and they would set a light on it. Jesus is saying, this is you, child of God. This is you, saint of God. This is you, believer. Don't turn it over and put the light up under it. That doesn't make any sense. And Jesus said, it's absurd for anyone to think of you having a light and then putting it under a bushel. Now, he was talking about the light of God that you have in you. Now, I'm not talking about getting blessings from God. I'm talking about demonstrating the power and the mercy of God. Now, if you have been reading this fifth chapter of the book of Matthew, it starts with something called the Beatitudes or the blessings. So Jesus describes what it means to be used of God and to be blessed of God. He starts off by being poor in spirit, by being a person who mourns, by being meek, showing mercy, hungering and thirsting for righteousness. When you do that, Jesus is saying, it's like letting your light shine. Now, we do that because God is working on the inside of us. His Spirit is actually bringing about such a change in our life. And what I'm saying is, this light of God is not talking about you being transparent. Now, transparent is when you show it all. But it's talking about, rather than transparency, it's talking about transformation. Transformation deals more with God working to change you, to turn you around, to alter your behavior, so that rather than you acting like this, not showing mercy, you're acting like a child of God to show mercy, because that's what God wants you to do. When He enters into your life, God gives you this amazing ability to not only say you're a child of God, but to begin to have these fireworks that demonstrate that you are a child of God. So I just want to forewarn you that as you look at this, God is not saying, well, let everybody see what's on the inside of you. People know you've got faults, but they also need to know that you've got Jesus. They need to know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. This work of transformation, of really showing what God is doing in your life, is going to impact somebody else's life. People are going to say, well, if they can change, I can change. If God can do that for them, He can do that for me. I call that fireworks. When you allow God to work and to change and transform your life, you are allowing His light to shine through your character and through you, who you are. Now, in the rural areas, we didn't have carnivals or all of these other things that came to town. We had what was known as the county fair. And whenever the county fair came to town, all of us would just take time off. It was usually in the fall of the year in the harvest where the farmers had extra money. And what they would do, they would go to the county fair. They would go to the county fair. And part of the county fair, before they closed up shop for the night, they would have this thing called fireworks. Everybody would gather in the stadium-like area, and they would watch the fireworks go off. And then they'd come back the next day, and they'd watch the same show because they loved fireworks. The world is looking for a church that is jubilant, a church that is alive with the Spirit of God, and a church that we say has fireworks. I'm not talking about some sideshow. I'm not talking about something amusement. I'm talking about the genuine light of God shining through our character and letting the world know that we are the people of God. Now, I'm going to admit something to you. I'm going to admit something to you. And when I bring this up, I pray that you would admit it to yourself. We've got to get the light right. We've got to get this light of God right in our lives. We've got to make sure that it's lit. We've got to make sure that it's burning at its brightest point. And then we've got to make sure that we're allowing God to not allow us to hide this light, to put it under a bushel, to be ashamed of being who we really are, and that is a child of God. If the fireworks are going to be done right, if God is going to shine through our character, then we've got to allow him to use it. So Jesus said, now, after he'd given the Beatitudes, the blessings of God, when you are persecuted, the blessings of God, when people look down on you, you are a peacemaker, you're pure in heart, you're merciful. When you allow these things to happen in your life, you're displaying God's fireworks. And Jesus said, let your light shine so that people will see that God is living in you. Now, why does God enjoy these fireworks? Well, first of all, I want to tell you that whenever when they were doing what we call paintings of those back before the Renaissance, somewhere around the 1500s or 1600s, they would always try to paint a picture of those believers as having a halo, having a halo. They would have this halo that shined. And then when the Renaissance came, they realized that we were mere people, that we were just ordinary people. But I want to tell you something. You're not ordinary when it comes to God working in your life. Now, it's not important that you have this halo, but it is important that you have something on the inside, the love of Christ, the power of Christ, his mighty word working in you and transforming. Jesus said, let that light that I gave you, let that light shine, that men would see your good works and they would glorify God. Whenever you would visit the city of Jerusalem, you would always notice that you go up to Jerusalem. It's set high, about 2,600 feet above sea level. It sits high. When you come up from the Kidron Valley, which part of that goes into Jerusalem, you're going up to Jerusalem. You're going up. And whenever you look at a child of God, we ought to have this upward look in our lives. We ought to have this faith in our lives that we're hoping, that we're planning for, that we believe that things not only will get better, but we can demonstrate that God, through faith, is leading us to better things, to better outcomes. We can say to the person who's in sin, I've been there. We can say to the person who's confused, I've had that to happen to me. But then I found out that the Lord is my shepherd, that God does care for me and he cares for you. That's when people can look up. That's when we can be that city that sits on a hill. We're not Jerusalem, but we are a type of believer that says, look up, cast your eyes upon Jesus. Now, here's the thing that you've got to recognize about that. God enjoys us doing this. God wants us to let this light shine. He would have never have said to us, let your light shine, if we didn't have one. He gave it to us, and that's the obvious thing about it. It's first and foremost what God has given. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, God says, in that darkness that was surrounding everything, let there be light. Here is Jesus in the beginning of the gospel. He's saying the same thing to the believer, let there be light. Now, in Genesis says, and there was light. In Matthew, we've got to be the ones that says, Lord, there is light. There's light in my life. There's light in my heart. There's light in my life, and I'm going to let it shine. We sing that song, This Little Light of Mine. Well, I don't know how we measure whether it being little or great. Anything God gives you has got to be great. It's got to be good, and it's got to be from him. It's genuine. It is the light that God gives us. It points to our relationship with him. If God is light and we're dwelling in God, then we have his light to shine into this world. So God loves these fireworks. He loves it for us to say, Lord, I'm going to let my light shine. He loves it when we pray. He loves it when we exercise our faith. God is depending on you and me to be light in this dark world. Second characteristic of this light is that it is to be a witness. It is to be a reflection so that others would see it. Notice in that verse, so that men would see your good works. Men would observe your life. They know who you used to be, but do they know who you are now and your capability that you have in Christ? They need to see Jesus. They've seen enough of you. Now let them see Christ in you, the hope of glory. If any man be in Christ, as it says in Corinthians, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Lastly, about this light, not only is it something that we should allow to happen in our lives, that God gives us and that we are to reflect it, and not only should we be drawing attention to the Savior, which saved us from sin, but we should also allow this fireworks to bring glory and honor to God. It is to recognize who God is. When people see you not acting like the world, not transforming your life to darkness, but being able to say, I'm a child of light and following those things that are of God, then you're saying to the world, see the glory of God. See what God can do. See how God can bless. See how God can move. I think that one of the things that we've mistakenly done in the church, we measure our faith by what we have. In other words, I'm believing God for a new car, new home, new clothes, all these things. Yes, God can give you those things. But he said, I want you to have a light. So whether you don't have all of these treasures in life, you've got a light in your heart. You've got a light that says, I belong to God, and I know that he is my Savior. When you've got that light, you've got some fireworks. Now, as I close this message, I want to just let you know that when they're out there lighting fireworks, one thing that is significant to making sure that the fireworks operate properly, you got to have a fuse and you got to have some fire. You've got to be able to take some fire and light the fuse. What is your fuse and what is that fire? I believe it's in our praise. It's in our worship. Every time you worship and you thank God, that ought to be lighting a fuse. When you show that you love him, when you reflect that you're praising God, honoring him, saying, Lord, thank you for this day, you're lighting a fuse in your life. When you sing a song that inspires you, you're lighting a fuse in your life, because the next thing is going to happen in your life, not just the praise and worship, but then comes the action. Then comes putting it into action, actually walking this thing out, loving your neighbor. It's hard for you to praise God and hate your neighbor. It's hard for you to honor God and say, Lord, thank you, and ignore the needs of the widows and all of those that are suffering. If you are really lighting the fuse of worship, then you're also going to walk into the light that God has given you on your assignment. You're going to start saying to the Lord, thank you for working in my life and for causing me to do all of these things. So you need the fuse, you need the fire, but then comes the explosion. Then comes the moment when things begin to light up and happen. I believe right now that in the church of the living God, we have the potential to light up and to say to the world, we've got the answer. We know who Jesus is. If we would allow our lives to become these fireworks and point up to heaven, give God glory, give him praise, I believe people will start saying, wait a minute. They don't have to depend on alcohol, drugs, or all of these things in the world. They don't have to depend on this or that. They've got Christ in their life, and they're lively. That's the way God wants your life. And that's the way God wants my life. Don't fizzle out. Don't start hanging your head down in doubt. Yes, we're going through tough times, but guess who's with us? God Almighty. And as you go through these tough times, he promises never to leave you nor forsake you. So what I want you to do, get on this launch pad of praise. get on this launch pad of praise and worship. And the same way that you know that that rocket is getting ready to take off and it's getting ready to soar up into the heavens, that's the way your life should be as you soar through life saying, God is so good. He's a merciful Savior. Will you do that? Will you allow your life to become God's fireworks that he's working out in you? God bless you, child of God, and may heaven smile upon you. Let your light so shine that people will see God working in you. We'll see you next week.